It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast, Real Housewives of Potomac coverage, episode 378, Pause. I serve as your humble and oh so gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I thank you so much for tuning in to this week's final recap of season 8 of Real Housewives of Potomac. If you could be so kind to ensure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe. And as always, with your Real Housewives of Potomac coverage, you can watch this audio podcast on video. Head over to YouTube, find the Bryce Isaiah YouTube channel, click subscribe, write a review, and give this video a thumbs up. I'm super excited to be with my cocky aunt sister, Dr. Jatia Hart Taylor, and we are breaking down this three-part reunion of the Housewives of Potomac that honestly could have been just one episode. But Jatia and I are talking all things what happens, because there wasn't really much of a resolution. But no worries, Jatia and I are here to deliver everything that you need to know about the reunions ahead of Jatia's and I's personal reunion that will be happening April 24th in Chicago as Bryce and Wynn Tour 46 head to Chicago for another one of our watch party stops. I'm so excited to see my sister Jatia. So if you want to see Jatia and I together live, loud, and in person, you can click the link in the Bryce and Wynn Present Instagram bio or my bio, Bryce Isaiah. Get you a ticket and see me and Jatia in Chicago. But listen, let's get in to the final installment of the Real Housewives of Potomac season 8 coverage on the Purple Pants Podcast.
It's a man who, it's a man you, meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew. It's a man who, it's a man you, meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew.
Let's get it started in here. Let's get it. Listen, we are back. Purple Pants Podcast. You thought we were done.
We're back.
Listen, if Bravo gives us a three-part reunion series that more than likely should have been a one-part series, Jatia and I are back to give you the Real Housewives of Potomac season 8. All of the reunion specials. We just want to give you our takes on it. It's been such a great season. Jatia, how you feeling? How you doing?
I am feeling great. I am glad to be here. I could have been anywhere in the world, but I chose to be with the Purple Pants Posse. So I am feeling delighted that we are at the end of the season. It's the end of an era. And we'll talk a little bit about that, about like the changes. And I think all of our audience has been going back and forth about since the very beginning of the season, what changes are needed, right? And we're
seeing. Yeah, definitely. Again, I think the MVP of the season and the MVP of the reunion was Mia and Gordon. I think that Mia showed up. She was transparent, although there isn't really necessarily a resolution with Mia. Gordon and herself showed up. And so, again, I think that Mia was, in my opinion, the highlight of the reunion.
Absolutely. She is not afraid to talk about the tough subjects, to scrutinize herself, to put herself out there on the table and her family. Child, she put her kids out there, her husband, her baby daddy, her boyfriend, her radio personality, everybody, her best friend. Look, everything was on the table, okay?
So yeah, Mia came to the reunion. She let us know that she has not technically filed for divorce because they are going through something with their businesses, and it has been recommended that they resolve that before they move forward with the divorce, but they are living separately. She is in a new relationship, not with a rapper, but with a radio personality.
Money market radio personality.
Okay.
Be clear, okay?
Who we see. And again, like, we love it. There is a lot of like cliffhangers on these reunions with Mia, where the paternity of Jeremiah is in question.
Is it really though? I just think like ink is Delulu. Like that, I mean, everybody is saying that, you know, they say, you know, yeah, the baby got
Gordon face. Okay.
Or whatever, which I thought was very interesting. You know, it's going to be a Maury episode, a mini Maury mystery about the daddy. Really overall, over these three episodes, what I really came to the conclusion of is really there was no resolution in some of the conflicts. So where do you go from here? Because right. I really feel like this whole season, we have been hashing arguments from last season. And, you know, we still talking about Blue Eyes with Shasha and, right, Blue Eyes still there. We still talking about
Wong. Blue Eyes is in the dream. Blue Eyes is a wet dream, okay? Blue Eyes isn't there. He's a wet dream. So we're clear.
Stop. We're still talking about him. We're still talking about Juan and the hotel bill. We still talking about the shrines. We still talking about, you know,
Ashley trying to get a divorce.
Right. Giselle and Chris, that sort of thing. The only really sort of new thing was, you know, Kiana throwing hands and Shrine Gate. You know, that was pretty much it.
I agree. But I also have to say, Kiana, when she came on the third part, she might have only been on the stage for 5 minutes, but Kiana did her job. She, in my opinion, she's a unifier of the core ladies. She's friends with Wendy, Candace, Karen, Giselle, Robin.
She did more than NECA did.
No. Okay. Well, listen. But then when they talked about the incident with her and Deborah, Kiana said that she's never been in a physical altercation in her life. They said, why were you swinging then? Kiana said, I was attacked, and so I defended myself. And so I appreciated that. Then when Ashley said that she was sorry that happened.
I just want to say that moves like that don't come from Tyra.
Well, okay? I mean, listen. But for all that we know of Kiana, we don't know her to be a fighter. But listen, if you nuck, Kiana going buck. And so that's what she did. Ashley apologized. Kiana gave the shade of the season and said that Ashley is the master of apologies after the fact. And so it was just like, the way that Kiana just was delivering the shade for me, I was like, girl, come on. And so we know that since the first part of the reunion has aired, Candace announced that she would not be returning next season.
She's gonna focus on family, I think is
and
yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, so you got fired.
Okay, if that were the only announcement to come out, then we would maybe believe that she decided not to come back. Then the next day, it was revealed that Robin's contract was not renewed. And so we know that Candace's contract was not renewed.
Dorinda. Just got out and they just, you know, are trying to get ahead of it. But yeah, the contracts came out. They see what's happening on the reunions. I think, honestly, Juan didn't show up for the reunion. Boom, Robin is out. I think that's it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like Dorinda from Housewives of New York said on the girls' trip, on pause.
She on pause?
She's on pause. Yeah, for me, and again, I love my girl Robin, and I'm sticking with my Green Eye Bandits, but why not showing up this season? And I have to agree with Wendy. Wendy said to Robin, like, the least that he could do after all of this turmoil that you are going through is say, baby, I will show up and take some of the hits for you. And Juan couldn't do that. And unfortunately, Juan is such a huge part of your storyline. And with him not showing up, it's like we're not able to get the full Robin.
Well, not only that, but like wine also, that's a bad business decision, dude. Like, this is a platform to, a jumping off point for your other businesses. You ain't got a job, my dude. You need to show up to the reunion. Like, she needs to stay employed. And you are part of the story. You're part of the business.
You are the story.
Look, and he ain't keeping up. Like, he knows if you honestly know that that's not you, and this is something that, is made up, then let it roll off your back, my dude. But this is like you trying to get the coins. You messing up your pocket.
Yeah, I thought it was so shady when Andy was like, Juan doesn't have a basketball game to go to. Is
Oh.
he coming?
Yes,
That was very interesting. I thought also Giselle, hearing from Giselle talking about her father, just touched my
Oh, wait, hold
heart.
on, let me get my tissue square.
Get
Oh
your
my
tissue
gosh.
square, because you're gonna cry even when it's not about you. But Giselle talked about her father's last days, her sending him off. He didn't want a funeral, he always wanted a celebration of life. And I kind of love that. And I also just want to say to Jatia, who is the executive of my estate, in the untimely passing of myself, I don't want a funeral. I too want a celebration of life. And if we could get Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child,
You know what I want to say about Michelle and
but
you
this is for my
200%.
celebration of life.
Okay. All right. Okay. I will use that. I will use that line that one,
Thank
A,
you.
she unblock you in perpetuity.
Oh my
And
God. Wait, how do you know that she has me blocked on Twitter?
hilarious. That you were like that you basically were trying to stick up and her social media thought it was shade and so they blocked you, which
So
I find is funny because you love Michelle Williams.
it's the
Absolutely
craziest thing. I
love
absolutely love Michelle Williams. And maybe like I want to say 10 years ago, I had a coworker. His name is Justin Carter, and actually he works for the Shade Room now. So any of the Shade Room investigations, when you hear this is Justin Carter, that's my friend. And so we always loved music. And so we would go back and forth on Twitter about Little Kim and Michelle Williams. And we were going back and forth about Michelle Williams one day. And I really think that her social media, or she thought us going back and forth was shade, but it really was love. And so I will never forget the next day I went online. It said blocked. I said,
I don't think I've ever been. I mean, like, I don't think I've ever garnered so much attention that I've been blocked. So, feel blessed that you were, noticed. I don't know, child. I don't know what to say about that. That's just funny.
It was
So yes,
very.
I will make that appeal
Thank
to
you.
for your celebration of life to that appeal to Michelle Williams and her social media team, and let them know that you seriously stand,
I
Michelle
really
Williams.
do. I thought it was interesting because they were talking about Giselle, her daughter's going away to school. Again, we rehashed the beef of Wendy and Candace making laughing at the girls. Wendy says that, oh, well, I congratulated you. Giselle said it didn't happen. Then Andy confirmed that the producers, they were like, well, we
Wait,
have
hold
no
on, wait. I'm getting new. Yeah, no, that didn't
no
happen. We don't
footage
have a
that
tape on
we
it.
have no footage. We have no footage. Then the topic of Jason came up. I was unaware, but there were photos that were circulating literally days before this reunion that Jason was out kissing another lady. Giselle had stated that they are not in a committed relationship. They are friends. Giselle is free to see other people. I think maybe NECA, or it was probably Mia, asked Giselle, are you talking to an athlete?
And she's like, yeah, I love it when she's just so straightforward. Giselle has been forged in relationship fire, okay? She has been cheated on, and she has heard it all. She was married to Jamal Bryant, and in that case, the rumors were true. And so she knows how to deal with those sort of things, and she knows what's up. So I'm glad to see her setting up boundaries from the jump, okay? And not like fuzzy boundaries like, Gordon and Mia, you could dip out, but only this if on Tuesdays, but if it's a leap year, it's
And you
Wednesdays, like.
can't. And if you do it, I'm taking your phone, I'm locking you in a room, and I'm draining the bank account.
And then I'm becoming bipolar. No, I'm kidding.
Bipolar.
That's
But so it like but let's talk about it though. Again, Gordon came out, and Gordon came out brrr, guns a-blazing. He wanted to clear the air. And Gordon, on this third episode, came out and basically said he was diagnosed with bipolar. Two things I want to say about that. One, for an older Black man, that's like your dad, Jatia, or my stepdad. Like, can you imagine them acknowledging mental health, right? Like,
no.
Not at all. And so for Gordon to come out and basically say bipolar, can talk about his manic episodes, for me, as a Black man, I'm like, I love that. And especially from an older Black man, and for him to be able to take accountability, I loved it.
Look, I agree. You know, I jokingly said, you know, he came out as bipolar. But, you know, for you to acknowledge, clearly it's something wrong with you. If you are locking somebody in a room, something's wrong with you. Like, point blank. And I'm glad that he was able to get the help he needed and understand what's going on, because that's not normal or acceptable behavior.
Not at all. Now, can I add a but in there?
How big is the butt?
I mean, it's medium size, because although I just said all that I said and I stand by what I stand, I loved hearing about it. I would be remiss if I didn't say it's very convenient.
You know what? He had to. I think at this point in time, if you don't see it, it's coming out on TV. So either you are a bad person or something is wrong with you. So I think it kind of forced his hand. And we've heard Mia talk about, you know, how he doggedly goes after the business things. And this isn't the most poignant thing that kind of supports this is when she talks about, this isn't the guy I married.
Right.
So clearly his behavior is different, you know, and stuff like that. And that happens, you know, with bipolar, manic, depressive. And then she talks about how he was on the couch. Sounds like a depressive episode, you know, so I can see the highs and the lows. So at a certain point in time, you have to take some sort of accountability. Either, you know, again, you're just a bad person or something is wrong with you and you need to figure out what the heck is wrong with you. So, yes, I do think it's convenient, but better late than never, you know?
So I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. And so that's really like kind of sort of what we get from Wendy and Gordon with Wendy.
Mia
and Gordon. Wendy. Or should I say Eddie? Because, I mean, happy Ooh. Eddie.
Oh, my gosh. Look, Eddie strapped his wife to his back and took carried her ass up the hill, okay? Eddie was ready, all right? Ready Eddie. Ready Eddie came. He was talking about his businesses. He was talking about his ventures. Look, Eddie, I think Eddie got an MBA because Eddie was ready. He hit his talking points. He was very concise in his message. He was delivering like it was a mail route, okay? And that is why Wendy is still on the show. Why Wendy didn't get her notice and be put on pause was because not only does she bring it, which is medium, she's medium when she brings it, you know, but she also brings the rest. She brought a mama, she brought her sister, she brought, you know, all of that. So that's why Wendy stays and Robin goes.
What Wendy did not bring was NECA, though, so that we are clear. Wendy did not bring NECA. Now, I kind of was like feeling Robin for the majority of the reunion. I feel like even when her and NECA went back and forth, I feel like she stood her ground, although I was a little disagreeing on some of the things. But one of the biggest things that I have to vehemently disagree on was when Giselle was talking about her father and Wendy wanted to make this big spectacle about, well, I have nothing because when my mom was in the hospital, Jack, you and Giselle very clearly was like, I didn't know your mom was in the hospital.
So I understand what Wendy was trying to say, but it had no legs. Let's be honest. It had no legs. It was like Lieutenant Dan and Forrest Gump. No legs.
No.
It was like just
not my shrimp.
Lieutenant Dan. Yeah, sorry. But the thing is, it's like she didn't know your mom was in the hospital. So don't bring that up. Yes, that's something personal to you. But like she was consistent. She wasn't talking about your mama because she was in the hospital. Just because that coincides doesn't make it worse. That's the point. And the fact is, she did not know your mother was in the hospital. You know her dad died.
And so, and that's the thing for me, though. It's like, Wendy, you know Giselle's father has passed away. Regardless of you liking her or not, the fact that you even want to use this defense, even on the reunion now, for me, it's like, shame on you. Honestly, yeah, shame on you.
So I just feel like her and Candace picked the wrong battle.
Right. But here's the thing. This is where I would even agree with Candace. We have seen this whole 1, 2, and 3 of the reunion, Candace and Giselle going at each other. However, when Giselle was talking about her father, Candace got her cry corner, and Candace even said, I feel for her. And it's like, you know what? Like, I respect that about Candace. I didn't really have much for Wendy regarding that situation. For me, it was like very much a, okay, girl.
I'm sorry, but like, that just makes you look small and petty. Like, the fact that you are holding grudges when they're talking about their kids, holding grudge, you know, that, and then you want to be petty. Like, you have to, there's no give with Wendy. And also, this is very interesting to me because Mia threw a drink in your face, girl. A drink in your face. And, like, you give her more respect, you know, that's what I see. So I think that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't sit on the couch with nobody who threw a drink at me. Sorry. It's over.
And for me, again, when we got to the NECA and Wendy part, right, and they said what they said about the Igbo and the witch and different things. And it was very clear that NECA was like, I've apologized for that. When I went to meet with you this season, I wanted to apologize. And I apologize for what I have done. And Wendy's response was like, we can coexist. Like, girl, like, coexist? That's the same thing as basically like, you're dead to me. So it's like, what do you want, Wendy? Like, and then Wendy's like, well, I apologize. And then Echo was like, well, she apologized to me. And Wendy's like,
I just don't know where Wendy thinks she's going with this.
So also what I thought was interesting was that Andy also said the producers were interested in NECA. They reached out to Wendy and said, hey, we're interested in this person. She's saying that she knows you. Wendy was like, I don't know her. NECA was like, let's be clear. I never said that I knew her. NECA said that we've been at several events together and I have met her. NECA even dropped the receipts that they were interested in NECA for Mary de Medicine. And NECA's cousin, or, you know, her in-laws were friends with Lebe, knew Wendy's sister, and Lebe was trying to like connect them, and there was resistance from Wendy. And so it's like, in my opinion, again, it kind of like clears NECA and also just makes Wendy look like you wanted to be the only Nigerian on here. Or I don't even think that Wendy wanted to be the only Nigerian. I think that Wendy wanted to pick a Nigerian that would be on with her.
Whatevs. It failed miserably. It just made her look small and petty. I also, now I just can't think of how would NECA have done on Married to Medicine, and I think the answer would have been not well.
I mean, I don't know.
As Dorinda would say, not well, bitch.
I think Ike would have fit in really well on Married to Medicine. That was interesting for me. Also, we learned Ashley has a friend that she is seeing. She doesn't know how long it's going to last. She also reveals to us that her and Michael have an on-again, off-again relationship. But despite the on-again, off-again, every night she rubbing his feet. And
yes. That seemed very on. If you rubbing feet every night, that seemed pretty on to me. But okay, look, them checks got to come from somewhere.
Well, I mean, in this last part of the reunion, she does state that she has sought counsel and that she will be moving forward with her divorce. She feels as though she has learned enough information, has the strength, and that we will be seeing her file for divorce, allegedly.
Girl, look, I ain't mad at it. Don't look, learn whatever you need to learn.
And I think somebody said, so
get your points.
Listen, and she said she is looking for a substantial sum from the settlement. I also thought it was real shady when Andy was talking about Wendy's endeavors, and he mentioned that, you know, her talk show went straight to YouTube. I still haven't checked it out.
YouTube,
I mean, nothing wrong with YouTube. We are on YouTube right now, so shout out to the YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, with Karen, we really didn't get much of the updates of Karen, like just her in Surrey County renovating her grandmother's home.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I am excited to see what comes out of that. You know, she has a record of launching businesses, you know, LaDom and LaDom. And so anyway...
Candles.
I'm interested to see what Surrey County comes out to be. Like, it could be a cute little bed and breakfast. I remember they went to a bed and breakfast at the mansion, you know, a couple seasons back, and that was really cute.
Yeah, I also feel like with Mia and Gordon talking about their arrangement and Gordon saying the things that he was willing, I just wonder if maybe we will see a more open side of Ray and Karen.
I am wondering how her case is going to wrap up. Ooh. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's another thing. I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be some restitution and some, I don't know.
Well, community, you know, service.
Right. If she's found guilty, because she's innocent until found guilty. So we'll see.
Yeah. Again, it's very sad that Candace and Robin will not be joining us next season.
I feel like Robin will definitely be a friend of.
Well, we will see, because she still has Reasonably Shady with Giselle. So I'm interested to see how that, if that will still continue on. I definitely, although, you know, I don't agree with Candace all the time, I'm definitely going to miss Candace. I hope that she still pursues her music career.
I'm glad that you hope that.
Because, you know, like Candace said, it's nothing but a drive back. So, you know, maybe next season we will drive back.
You know what? I am happy for her. Maybe this will give her some time to pursue her motherhood journey, because, you know, that is fantastic. And that is an endeavor that will take up a lot of time. So, you know, I wish her the best. I think it's time for her, you know, to have a break. I think a break will be good for her.
Yeah. So, again, I'm interested to see with all of what the ladies will do. But I definitely have to say this definitely three-part series of Potomac was a dud. And especially in the first two episodes, like the parts that they were the parts that they were hyping up the most. Okay. Always happened to be at the end when the credits were rolling.
Oh my goodness. Really, and then you had to build through a whole nother episode. Yeah, they stretched it out. Like, the fight was three freaking episodes long. So it was a lot. But you know what was not too much for me? And that I really want to say, I had a great time recapping this season with you.
Well, I think that was the highlight of the season for me. And so we appreciate you guys for listening, watching, and supporting us on our journey. And if you loved seeing us together, April 24th, Jatia and I will be in Chicago for the Bryce and Wynn Present Survivor Watch Party. We've got some special things cooking up the day before that we're really excited about and honored. We'll tell you more. But you can see us in Chicago. Tickets to the BWP Tour 46 Chicago stop are available in
Bryce
my Instagram.
Present.
Hey.
Bryson Wynn Present, hey. Bryson Wynn Present, hey. So we can't wait to see you guys there. Thank you for tuning in. I want to say thank you to all the viewers this season. So I had a lot going on, your girl. You know, I was battling breast cancer, and this was my escape. A lot to look forward to every week, and, you know, got me through surgery and radiation and all the way to this point where now I am in remission. So thank you to the Purple Pants Posse for the support. I appreciate it. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes. Yes.
And thank you just for being on the journey with us. We appreciate it.
We do. We'll see you for season 9 next year. And you can see us in Chicago on the 24th. If there's another show or something that you want to hear Jatia and I's take on, let us know. We appreciate you. And listen, we'll drive back, drive back, drive back.
I won't be driving back, but thank you.
Bye, y'all.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.